In this retreat, we went mostly through the fundamentals of surrender. Starting with pure consciousness and then establishing our anchor, absorption in the absolute I am through pure mere being, pure mere consciousness, and fundamental me. And then contemplating different approaches to surrender. On top of having that foundation of vertical absorption. Absorption, samadhi, is freedom. Freedom from our lower individuality. Where we disappear in the absolute, and yet we continue to exist within the absolute. Where the absolute begins to maintain our existence rather than us sustaining it. Gradually, all the centers of the soul have to enter the absolute to reach that freedom. From the dimension of presence. Not to be in a state of vertical samadhi is suffering. Most people cannot even imagine. They cannot even come close to imagining that bliss of samadhi, that purity of absorption in the Absolute. It's like for the first time you can breathe. Literally. Because you begin to breathe from the Absolute. It is a gradual process because first of all, reaching that immaculate samadhi it can be quite challenging. The doorway to the Absolute has to open and we have to mature in our surrender. Then one center after another has to enter the Absolute. But the reward of that hard work, because it is a hard work, beautiful but hard, but that reward is beyond words. At the end, what you feel is just gratitude. We live on this planet, which is far from perfect. There's so much superficiality. And there are so many challenges in existing as human being. But there is a purpose to our existence. And in spite of it not being perfect, that reality is still there right environment, the right space within which we can actualize our spiritual light and attain spiritual freedom. So that reality is actually perfect enough for the soul to attain her supreme goal. If the soul is sincere, if she is true to her purpose, there are many worlds, many realities within that one reality, this our earthly existence, that exist simultaneously, parallelly, without interfering with each other, without conflicting with each other. As you enter the realm of pure subjectivity, you're actually entering parallel universe. Another realm of objectivity. The objectivity of pure subjectivity. So you may think that you still exist in the same place as all the other people, but you don't. You exist in a different place. And existing in this different place does not make you isolated from all these other universes. But in fact, it allows you to realize unity with everything. You simply experience the outer world from the inner world. Evolution never ends. You're always at the beginning. And the beginning is now. You are constantly arising into existence in the now, but the place in which you arise varies depending on how deeply you have evolved. You are a child of the Creator. It's something that should never be forgotten. And you are evolving into Creator. And you are representing him in creation, being his reflection in pure subjectivity. That is what you are. It is through His grace that you can realize your own perfection, which is His perfection, experienced in your individuality. Being in the state of surrender means to live in God. What else? not being in the state of surrender is to live outside of God. So surrender is a movement towards God, a movement of return to Him who is our own transcendent Self. So as you practice surrender, you should never forget that. Not just practicing mechanically or wanting to reach different spiritual goals just for the sake of reaching them. Surrender is the true meaning of devotion. And love. If you lose that quality of devotion and love, it means that you are not in touch with the essence of surrender. You are missing something fundamental. So let's continue the journey within, journey into ourselves, into God, into truth, into the mystery of self. After all, that is the only true reason, the only true justification that our life is worth living. All the rest is so pale in comparison. Blessings to all of you. From your very creator, who is the fountain of bliss, love, and grace.